Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And Gozugos.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Atri, My Dear Moments, because the series is currently airing and it's based on a game. It was animated by Troika, the studio behind, well, the biggest shows are Re-Creators and Idolish 7, if that tells you anything.
Re-Creators is pretty popular. I don't know the other one.
Idolish 7 is, it's had like three seasons or series. That is based on a mobile rhythm game. But Atri, My Dear Moments currently has a My Animalist score of 7.19. The game that is based on Atri, My Dear Moments was developed by Frontwing and released in 2020. It's currently got pretty good user reviews. On Steam, anyway. My synopsis for the first three episodes is: rubble, racism, and robots make up this post-apocalyptic story about a boy and his bot. Arturo, what do you have?
Follow the story of Natsuki, a one-legged protagonist who's in search of his grandmother's treasure to buy a new leg, though what he finds might be far more valuable than that.
Angles.
In a world covered in water, a man finds and adopts a robot which proceeds to try to kill him at every step. It's like if Kevin Costner made Pinocchio.
The first episode opens on someone in pain, their leg trapped in debris caused by a crumbling building. Our protagonist, Natsuki, wakes up with a start to find his friend, Catherine, waiting patiently for him to wake and saying, they're going to be rich. Natsuki puts on his prosthetic leg and reveals that they're on a boat docked at a crumbling pier. The camera zooms out to show us... what does it show us? It's just land covered by lots of water. It just looks like a normal island.
I just wanted to go back to the prophetic leg. Ooh, I predict water. I don't know.
Yeah, I assumed that it's Japan. I assumed at this point there's Japan mostly underwater, but I brought up a map of Japan and compared the screen, the image of the map to what we saw from the angle. Like, we can't tell which part of Japan this is, if it even is Japan. It's like, oh, this world, zoom out, and it's an island.
Maybe it's Okinawa.
It could be anywhere. It could be the middle of Tokyo. We don't know.
Okinawa has been pretty hot the last few years.
I really appreciate the effort you went into trying to find where we are. It would have never occurred to me to pull up a map.
Well, you know, like, Mad Max didn't confirm it. They are in Australia until the most recent film. So we'll find it out in Atri 7.
I mean, to be fair, Mad Max didn't really confirm that it was a post-apocalyptic world until the second movie.
Indeed. It could just... the first one could just be Friday.
We cut to a docked submarine with a radio talking about a new energy source called the Amaterasu Project. This never comes up again.
They were making Okami!
Name of the dog, yeah. Natsuki is doing repair work to the submarine while Catherine watches, when his classmate, I assumed at this point classmate, Minamo, arrives and asks if he's going to school. Catherine exposits that the submarine is needed to reach Natsuki's grandmother's great treasure. Natsuki says that the submarine is ready, thanks to a part that Catherine brought, and asks Minamo if she wants to go with him and Catherine to ensure that Catherine doesn't stab him in the back for the treasure. Minamo then leaves.
No, she doesn't.
It looked like she left, so I left that bit in, because it's just funny. Yeah, she might stab me. Okay, bye. Finally, Natsuki explains that a sudden sea rise flooded the planet, as we watch a boat pulling the submarine past some submerged windmill turbines. I wrote a boat, but then I realized, wait, it's his house. It's where he lives. His boathouse. House boat. House ship?
It's like a caravan, but on the water. Water van. Boat van! Because caravan has car in it. Caravan. But actually, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just wanted to replace the word car with boat. But it doesn't make any sense either way. Like, the word van doesn't mean house.
Anyway, it turns out that Minamo is on the boat and will be operating the crane attached to the sub. Natsuki gets in the sub and sets off, the other two remaining on the ship. Luckily, when Natsuki reaches the building that he's looking for, the roof is missing, so he gets in no problem. And to his surprise, the treasure is a capsule with a teenage girl inside. He reckons it's a robot, or humanoid, which is the stupidest name for, like, yeah. You all know what humanoids are.
I mean, it's a thing that looks like a human, so it's like, you're just, like, whoever came up with that name was just talking down to us, like... Look, I made this robot that looks like a human. It's called a humanoid. Get it? You idiot.
She opens her eyes, which startles Natsuki and causes him to crash the submarine, getting it trapped. He starts to freak out as it's a reminder of being trapped under the building as a child when there's a knock on the window. It's the girl who mouths Atri, and when he repeats it, she nods. And then she hooks the winch onto the submarine, and that allows Natsuki to escape. Once on the surface, he exits the sub and spots the humanoid floating face down. So he goes to dive in and just falls in the water. I laugh.
Yeah, I assume it was because of his leg. I mean, I assumed because he pulled his back at first, and then I realized because they like. Had a little flashback of the leg, and oh yeah, that was because of the prophetic leg.
I think it came loose or something, but he crouches, there's a sound, it like looks around his hip or thigh area, and then he just drops in the water, and it was just hilarious to me.
Yeah, I assume that if you have a prophetic leg, it's like, unless it's made for that kind of thing, it will if it's not made for high performance movement, then like you might hurt yourself because it's like, it's not your real leg, it's a thing that's attached to your leg, and like it will put more pressure on your stump or something. Sorry, you went on a little tangent about prosthetic legs. It's something that that's interesting to me.
Well, the humanoid swims down to him as he's sinking and kisses him, and we get the title. We cut from there to the dock, and the humanoid explains that she can't be sold without her master's permission. Natsuki tells her that his grandmother, her master, passed away a month ago. So the humanoid accepts that Natsuki is her new master and introduces herself as Atri. And since she has a name, it means she's a living being. Not sure about that.
I mean, from this point on, she makes up a lot of different shit, so who knows?
Well, I call my car Voyager, and just because I named it doesn't mean it's alive.
Hey, how would you know? Have you asked your car?
Yes.
I take back what I previously said then.
Minamo leaves for school, and the other two take the robot to go and sell her. This involves buying her some shoes. They meet a buyer, and he mentions that the model was recalled. But despite that, he offers a lot of money. We don't know how much, but it's a lot. Atri then asks that they wait to sell her until she has fulfilled the final order given to her by her former master. But she forgot it. She argues that that feature makes her more human. The feature that allows her to forget things for no reason.
Yeah.
We cut to them walking along a road where Natsuki uses a slur, which Atri calls him out on. He doesn't retract it, though. He tells her to go with Catherine on her bike, and the pair leaves, which Natsuki immediately regrets. Like, it looks like he's really upset about her shoe dropping off, but it's not super clear why he's so upset that she's going with Catherine.
I mean, it's hinted that he has some kind of PTSD, probably repressed memories.
That's true. Minamo is waiting at the ship, but Natsuki sends her away. He sleeps and has the dream again, but is awoken by Atri being on his bed. She offers to be his leg, and we get the credits.
Who expected her to transform into his leg? And they're gonna go to fight crime.
I was expecting her to literally become his leg, not...
Yeah, same. I was like, oh no. Here it comes, the transformation.
It's like a setup to a 90s TV show, like a pilot. Like, he finds a robot, robot becomes his leg, and they fight crime.
No, it's more likely to be a light novel these days. In another world, I was turned into someone's leg.
That time I was reincarnated as a leg.
I just remembered from the... I remember seeing a TV show, I think called Mantis, where a guy in a wheelchair invented an exosuit to help him walk, but instead he goes to fight crime.
I don't remember that at all.
It probably was like something that was cancelled after one season.
The second episode opens right where the first ended, with Atri explaining further about how she wants to be his leg. Not actually becoming his leg, but doing things for him, like picking him up and putting him on her shoulders and jumping to a boat, but misjudging it and winding up underwater.
Classic!
We get the title, and then we open back on them drying themselves. Atri explains that she did go with Catherine, until a break in the road stopped the bike and some debt collectors caught up to them. Catherine made Atri get off the bike and then jumped the gap, saying she'd come back for her, so Atri just went back to the ship.
And we never heard of her again.
That's actually true. In the three episodes, we are introduced to characters and Catherine never comes back. Atri then attempts to set fire to the ship by cooking breakfast. This would be the second time she tries to kill him.
Second of many.
Minamo arrives, intending once more to try and take Natsuki to school. Natsuki calls Atri a slur again, multiple times, and argues that he's not discriminating against robots, he's discriminating against her. That's not how slurs work, my dude.
What kind of slur did he use? Did he call her a cracker?
Called her scrap.
Oh, that's okay. Probably. I don't know.
That's not. She says it's a discriminatory term. It's a slur.
Well, if I say that, if you call me hey man, and I'll say it's discriminatory, will it make it so?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I have so much power now.
Natsuki decides to find out what the order was that his grandmother gave Atri. So retrieve some books in the submarine, or were they already in the submarine and he just got them? It's unclear. He gets in the submarine and then seconds later he has some books.
I took it as he went to recover them from the house.
That's what I assumed, but then I thought, well, they had to take the ship out there before, so why didn't they have to take the ship this time?
I mean, like, he has a doll now that can breathe underwater. It's probably pretty easy to recover stuff now. He just froze her. Like, in revenge.
Atri is an idiot, so Minamo suggests that they go to school. My next note is, oh good, cicadas survived climate change.
No. I really like this running gag of you just eating cicadas.
Maybe they're like cockroaches and they would survive everything.
I mean, Minami takes Atri to her house, explaining that her father is the mayor and lives on the mainland, but she refuses to join him there because she has a crush on Natsuki. That's what I meant instead of the cicadas thing. They immediately fail the Bechdel test by talking about Natsuki while drinking tea. Apparently he was a candidate to go up in space, but then he wasn't because of his prosthetic leg. How did he become a candidate in the first place when they surely knew about his leg? Because he'd had it since he was a child?
I might have decided later. I mean, it's post-apocalypse, everything goes.
Later, Atri returns to the ship and finds Natsuki having a nightmare. She wakes him and he gives her a hug and puts his head on her lap, going back to sleep. He wakes in the morning with a scream, hating how vulnerable he was around Atri. Despite the scream, Atri is asleep next to him, somehow having obtained pajamas. He tries to wake her, even using a different slur to do so. He then assaults her after brushing her teeth.
Hey now, do you really want to skip the slur he said that time? I feel like this one specifically deserves to be mentioned.
Okay, the second the new slur was toaster.
It's just heinous.
Terrible.
I apologize to our Android audience for using that term.
No. I don't even call my toaster that.
You call it Joey, don't you?
No, I call it Cracker.
Minamo arrives and invites them to school again, and she leaves by herself. And Natsuki and Atri head out for supplies. After water and food, Atri spots something far off the coast and asks if it's a rocket. It looked like a cruise liner to me, but apparently it is a rocket. They then walk to school, and as Minamo is leaving, Natsuki asks her to start taking Atri to school. He'll even attend sometimes himself. Atri spaces out, but claims nothing was wrong when asked, and then we get the credits. The third episode opens on Atri and Natsuki getting ready for school, and there's some back and forth, and we get the titles. Natsuki buys Atri a notepad on the way to school, and once they get there, they're stopped by three younger kids who accuse Natsuki of being a hitman. He threatens them, then when they run, he and Atri give chase and wind up in the class.
Yeah, Natsuki takes off his wig, turns out he's been bald all this time and has a number on the back of his head.
No, it was a strange enough sequence of events without that.
And turns out that they were right, he is the hitman.
They discover that Minamo is the teacher and not a student after all. Apparently all of the teachers left for the mainland, and given how limited resources are for teachers today, I don't blame them for not sticking around on the island.
Yeah, but it's not like Great Britain in the show.
Yeah, but it's just Great Britain that doesn't supply their teachers with enough pay and equipment.
Well, I don't know how it is in other countries. I hope it's better.
That's definitely not in America. Teachers have to provide their own pens, pencils, erasers, etc. Anyway, Ryuji arrives, someone we've seen in the credits and titles and not in the show before, and tells Natsuki off for being selfish and not helping anyone since he returned to the island. We cut to the end of the day with Minamo, Natsuki, and Atri leaving the school, and Minamo explains Ryuji's deal and that he took some orphans to the mainland, and there they were treated poorly, so they returned to the island. She then asks Natsuki to become a teacher, and then Atri tries to sink Natsuki's house ship. After shenanigans, Minamo leaves and Atri goes to log the day's events in her book, but it's still at school. They arrive at the school and notice a light on the roof. It turns out that the other students live at the school. We cut back to Natsuki's ship and he has a thought about the windmill turbines. He has Atri spin the turbine attached to his ship, and seeing how poorly she manages it, is inspired by their wet shoes. Because he looks at the shoes and he's like, aha! The next morning, Natsuki has been working on something through the night, and then at school, Minamo introduces Natsuki as a guest lecturer, and he introduces them to rechargeable batteries. But how to create enough power to fill the batteries? Natsuki says that the answer and materials lie in the ocean, And the episode ends. So, was it a good adaptation?
Yeah. Like, it seemed to me like it was word for word what happens in the Endgame.
I forgot to check the game. I saw there was prophetic legs in the screenshots.
Yeah, I agree. It seems to follow the game from what gameplay I saw. I did see that Catherine does return.
Oh, great.
Which makes sense because she appears in the end credits. She gets punched off of her bike. So, based on the first three episodes, is it Yata, Nani, or a Baka, Arturo?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think for me, this was a Baka. And it's weird because it has really pretty animation. The story seems kind of interesting, but it just didn't hook me. Everything felt kind of forced. I didn't care for the characters. And at the end of the road, it just... I didn't really care even while watching it. And then I just kind of wanted to move on by the end.
Okay, and Ghost?
I liked this one. There were several times where I thought that it's going to go into a cliche territory and like... especially like they're gonna take Atri to like annoying levels. I suppose it depends on your tolerance because she could be perceived like that. I would be interested to know what happens next because it's like it seems like the theme is to some extent at least is dealing with your past trauma stuff like that. Because, yeah, he seems like essentially like a shut-in and starts to go out more and do more stuff and like use his skills to help people.
Okay, for me, it's a Yata. It looks nice. The annoying character isn't constantly annoying. I don't know about high performance, maybe high maintenance, but yeah. I thought you'd appreciate Gauze that she tries to throw a couple of rocket punches.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I saw in the opening sequence there's like an electricity man, and I hope that there will be rocket punches, but...
So you hope she is actually a battle droid?
I mean, like, in a way, I hoped... like, when I saw electricity man in the opening, that second episode... I thought there would be some action, and I kind of hoped for it, because I enjoy my action schlock. But in a way, I'm thankful that they didn't do it, or I expect that if there's gonna be action, there's not gonna be a whole lot. There might be a little bit, because again, I enjoyed the characters and this little story.
Okay, so will you keep watching?
Artura?
No, I think I'm going to skip out on this one.
Girls?
I'd like to, yeah. But, like, again, it's just the kind of story that seems specifically catered towards me. I'm not sure if it's going to be, like, a great show. I'm not sure, after watching the three episodes just once, I'm not sure if it's a great show, if I would say it's really, really good, but it's the kind of thing that I like.
Okay, I don't think I'll keep watching it, because she wasn't constantly annoying, but she was annoying. So that about brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, Arthur and Gauze.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Grincast podcast. Until next time, game on.